Brave warriors, it has been a tough battle. I asked for your allegiance and strength, and you have given me more than I can ever thank you for. This victory belongs to you. You have triumphantly crushed the Empire who threatened our home, and tonight we celebrate your bravery and honour, and tonight we celebrate you. Captain, are you enjoying your ale? Good. I made sure we selected the finest in our reserves for the occasion. You know, victories like this don't come very often, so we must make sure we cherish them when they do. You know, I can't thank you and your unit enough for their service. Do you know, you're the only humans who joined our warriors. You know, we wouldn't have been able to do it without you. Though, I do actually need to discuss some serious matters with you. If you don't mind, that is. Excellent. So, follow me to the tent. I think it'd be better if we talk more privately there. So, there we are. Come. Sit with me here. It's alright. It's good to be able to relax finally. This war has been nasty, hasn't it? You know, I haven't seen this kind of bloodshed ever in my life. It's like the sheer brutality of the Empire just... It's terrible, really. I mean, I know we faced some fearsome soldiers before, but this one was something different, wasn't it? But I cannot be more proud of our warriors. You know, I told them that I would never let you all down, and you see this, I even tied a death knot in my hair. I wanted to vow to our people that I refused to take defeat or run away. I'm sorry for letting that out. I know that I'm the war mother and I'm supposed to not just only be the strongest warrior of the clan, but a fearless one as well. But to be honest, there has only been one thing I truly feared during this whole conflict. You know what that is? The truth. The truth is, really, yeah. I feared losing you. Yes, I feared losing the one person who I cared most about. I know we've shared some rather tender moments and flirtatious words in the past, but to be honest with you, you've actually been the most driving force for me. Thinking about you is what drove me to win. I know it seems somewhat sudden, but not to mention the War Mothers have always chosen other demi-humans as partners, but I cannot hide my feelings for you anymore. I'm sorry. I'm just gonna burst. Oh. Please tell me that you feel the same. I just need to know. I don't know if you feel the same. Oh, thank the gods. Kiss me again. I'm so glad to have that out of the way. And I'm so glad to have you here with me, my darling. Seriously, without you, this victory would have had no soul in it. Your unit would have lost its heart, and I would have lost what I cared about the most. Oh, my dear, I love you. I really, really do. I've made sure no one told you about this. When you were out of consciousness after that grisly wound from the Imperial Champion's blade, I thought I just lost the person I loved the most. I thought I'd loved you before I could even tell you what you meant to me. I went into such a fury. I made sure the last thing he saw was my lance going right into the eye holes of his helmet. I did that for you. And right after, I charged down the rest of his company and slayed them all. All for revenge. All for revenge for you, my love. Afterwards, one of our heroes stabilized you and I carried you back to the encampment infirmary. I didn't want to leave your side while you were out. I wanted to be there with you every moment. That's why I was there the moment you awoke. It wasn't just good timing. You know, when you awoke, I knew that I needed to win this war, and not just for our clan, but for you. I love you so much. Oh, my darling. You know, now that we're victorious, we can finally do this. This is gonna sound crazy, but... Darling. Marry me, darling. You're the love of my life. And I want you to be my husband. Is that crazy? Oh, thank you. Oh, my love. Alright, darling, love. You know, I had this ring made especially for you, my darling. I had it made actually before this campaign began, and you know, I carried it with me after every battle, dreaming of when I'd be able to finally declare you my husband. And I know that you humans are newcomers to our clan's traditions, but the war mother of the clan cannot wed until she has proven her resolve and valor on the battlefield. And on that night of victory, the war mother is to choose the man whom she will marry. And this ring right here symbolizes my loyalty to you. This ring shows that you belong to me, and it shows that I vow to always keep you at my side and never let you go. And I promise with all my heart that I'll keep you safe and cherish you forever. Oh, my darling. Words cannot express how happy this has made me to finally claim you as my husband. I love you more than you could ever imagine. More than the vast sea of stars. Yes, darling. I love you so much. What is it, my darling? Well, yes, you would be the first human to wed War Mother in the clan's history, yes? I hope that isn't too much for you. I hope you can handle it. I think you'll do it right. My father might tease me a bit. He might tease you even more for being shorter than me. However, you do know that the husband to a war mother has a certain duty they need to serve. Oh, you know. Really? You don't know, do you? Well, I guess this would be a good time to explain some things to you. See, your duty is to provide me with an heir. Oh yes, you're going to... You know what you're going to do. You're going to empty those balls of yours onto me and give me... You're going to give me your seed, to be quite frank. Is that understood? After all, good soldiers follow orders. What's wrong, darling? You feel uncomfortable about your scars? But why? We're all warriors. We all have scars. And I think your scars are beautiful, my love, because they're yours. Look at me. I love you now for the same reasons I fell in love with you. Scars do not change one bit, my love. You know I have scars as well. I mean, I wouldn't be a warrior if I never took a hit. Would you like to see them? Very well. You see, I have some scars too. And yes, even on my breast. And you still like them, don't you? Don't you want to touch them? That's what I thought. Now, let's take a look at your equipment, Captain. Just going to remove your pants here. Is that okay? My oh my, what a perfect cock. On my perfect husband. My darling. You nuzzle into my breasts. You can't even... Oh! I see you're already helping yourself to sucking on my nipples. That feels really good. You sure do know how to please me. And I hope I can return the favour on this perfect cock and this perfect balls. Do you like my hand on your cock? Just thinking, this is where my air is going to come from. From you. You know, I watch your babies, and you're going to give me every drop of cum within these magnificent balls. Yes, you are. You are going to give all of your seed to your mummy. Your war mummy. I see you like that. I felt the way your cup twitched. Do you want your war mummy to take your cum? I think I'd like that too. Then you need to be a good boy. Got it? I can practically feel your heart racing through the veins on your cock. So obedient, such a good boy. My darling, can you switch nipples? I need to feel your mouth and both. My love. Need to feel your love on both of my tits as well. My darling, your cock is throbbing. Remember, you can only come inside your own mummy's pussy tonight. You need to give me all of that seed that's rushing into your walls. I can feel them getting heavier every moment, my love. God, you look so adorable the way you nuzzle me and sucking on my breasts like that. While your cock is throbbing in my hands. Magnificent cock. You're going to give me the biggest load in your life tonight, aren't you? You know, I can already feel your balls swelling with desire. Desire to impregnate me. Are you going to fulfill your duty? Just struggle a little faster. I need you to fill my womb with your hot, creamy seed. Gods, I wish I could keep you like this forever. What you continue to suck on my breast with such enthusiasm, and while your cock twitches and your balls pulse. Oh. And look. Look at this. That pretty cum glistening on the end of your cock. So shiny. Oh, that looks so good. I need to taste you. Oh, it just looks so... I can't believe how you just can't help but leak all that pretty cum for me. I simply must taste it. But... stand up and look at me, darling. I'll help you. I'll lift you up. Ah, there you go. You forgot how much stronger I am. Didn't you? Oh my. Did that turn you on? Well, that cock looks so delicious, I needed to see it up close. I might have to. I just might have to. I'm so sorry, darling. I couldn't help myself. God, I love this cock. So fucking delicious. You know, I'm going to make sure you give me the biggest fucking load of your entire life. The way you quiver with your cock in my mouth. So fucking sexy. Don't you dare fucking come yet. You want your cum in my pussy? Flooding my womb. Can you give me your child? Darling, I think you're ready. After all, you can barely stop wiggling your legs. I'll put you down. Oh, hurry, darling, my pussy is screaming for your cock. I need you to give me your cock. Yeah? Put it inside me. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck, yes. Oh, fuck. How do you feel? Do you feel how wet I am? Oh, how fucking hot my pussy is. Do you feel how I'm gushing all over your cock? Oh, fuck. I'm sure you've already guessed that I'm in heat right now, and it won't stop until you're fucking coming inside me. Oh, I know I'm being loud. I am the War Mother. I am in command. And I want the whole fucking camp to know that I'm claiming you. Oh, fuck, I can feel how hard your cock is and how much it's throbbing for me. You're just bursting at the seams right now. And you're such a good boy of being your warm mommy, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Fuck. Are you about to come, darling? Do you want to fill your one mummy's pussy with all your seed? Yeah? when I suggest you hold on to me tight, because I'm gonna fuck every drop out of you now. And you better scream to shows, to show who you belong to. Oh, keep going. Keep going. Oh. Fuck me. Yes. 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 Comfort me, darling. Oh, God, I feel it. I feel it. Oh. I love you so fucking much. Give me your cum and fill my pussy with your seed. Give me every fucking drop. I wanna have your babies. Oh! Scream how much you love coming inside me. Oh! Yeah. Oh! Oh, fuck, darling. Oh! Oh, you came inside me. You came in your warm mummy. Oh. Oh, darling, that was better than a dream. Oh, that was pure bliss. Look at me here, my darling. Oh, I guess I fucked you a little too much. Did I fuck a little too much out of you? You can barely pull yourself up to me. Come here, there you are. Back in your mummy's arms, where you belong. You sure you're human? I mean, just the sheer amount of cum you release. That's oozing out. Oh, it's just how much I love. It's because of how much you love me. So cheesy. Just shut up and hold my hands, darling. I love you. You know, you mean the entire world to me. And you belong to me. And I know you didn't have a family when you joined the clan. That air unit was the closest you ever felt to family. But you know now, you belong to me. I'm your family from now on. We are family from now on. And even if you didn't get me pregnant this time, I'm gonna drain your balls every night until you do. That's a promise. From now on, you don't run into battle on foot. From now on, you'll ride on my back. We'll ride into battle together and we'll be unstoppable. I feel invincible with you. Even when we just ride back home, everyone is going to see my husband on my back, and you know I'll be the happiest I've ever been. As long as you're with me. Yes. You'll get your own armour to match mine. Don't worry, we can plan the wedding on my way home. But tonight, we still have to celebrate. After all, I'm pretty sure I heard your unit cheering after you came in me. You moaned like an animal, a little wee animal. Come, darling, get some clothes on. I have to show you off now that you're my husband. Hey, I can't wait to see the looks on their faces when they see the ring I gave you. I love you, darling. Let's go celebrate with everyone now.